May I speak in the name of the living God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. A few days ago, we celebrated Jesus' birth as a helpless baby. Things have moved on very rapidly, and in a few days, now in today's gospel, Jesus is 12 years old. In fact, this is the only recorded story of Jesus' childhood in all the gospels. The gospel writers are much more interested in Jesus' adult ministry, and at least a third of each gospel focuses in on the events surrounding Jesus' death and his resurrection. Mark and John have no birth narratives at all, and even Matthew and Luke, who do tell these stories, move on quickly to his adult ministry. The one exception is this account that Luke tells about the 12-year-old Jesus. Even before we look at any details of this story, let's note that the episode as a whole reminds us of the basic fact that Jesus grew up, like each one of us, and that took time. Jesus wasn't suddenly transformed from a baby to an adult. He had to learn and grow through both joy and suffering, just like the rest of us. So let's reflect on this episode in Luke's Gospel a little bit more clearly. It's a very vivid little story, and perhaps we can use our imaginations to enter into it. Jesus is 12 years old, and he travels with his parents to Jerusalem for the Passover. Mary and Joseph make this trip every year, but it may have been the first trip for Jesus, as at the age of 12 or 13, a Jewish boy became bar mitzvah, a son of the law, able to accept for himself the responsibilities and obligations his parents had committed him to when he was circumcised. So it may have been a very special occasion for the family. However, they're not traveling on their own. It's just not a family trip. They're traveling with a huge number of people, all making their way to Jerusalem for the festival, and the journey took several days. Now, it's interesting, we don't hear anything at all about the festival. The drama happens afterwards. And Mary and Joseph are traveling back home, and they simply assume that Jesus is among the large traveling company somewhere. It may well be that Mary was traveling with the women, and Joseph was traveling with the men, and each one of them assumed that Jesus was with the other. Maybe that sounds a bit familiar to some parents. Or maybe the young teenagers tended to join up with their friends and travel with them. And maybe that's what Mary and Joseph assumed. There were no strict registers or strict safeguarding rules in those days. The group of friends and relatives and neighbors traveling together from Galilee to Jerusalem no doubt trusted each other with one another's children. The big group of travellers had travelled a full day before Mary and Joseph realised that Jesus was not in the company. So they had to go immediately all the way back to Jerusalem to search for him. And it was one thing being relaxed about Jesus travelling with friends, relatives and neighbours that they knew and trusted, but for Jesus to be alone in the big city of Jerusalem was another thing. And Mary and Joseph must have been very anxious indeed. And it took 3 days to find Jesus. That is a long time. Imagine just how anxious they must have felt. I read this story recently to the children in one of the sessions we were preparing for communion. And I asked them to imagine how their mum and dad would feel in a similar situation. And one child very swiftly replied that their parents would be very cross. No doubt many of us as parents can identify with that. We may have had times when our son or daughter has wandered off, and when we finally found them, we do feel very, very relieved, but also rather cross, perhaps cross with the child, perhaps also cross with ourselves, for not being more careful. It may be that Mary and Joseph go through this complex mix of feelings when they finally find Jesus. He is sitting in the temple among the teachers of the Jewish scriptures, listening to them and asking them questions. Now, we don't know what the teachers were talking about. We don't know what questions Jesus asked. It would be really fascinating to know that. But we are told that all who heard him were amazed at his understanding and his answers. He clearly has a knowledge, an insight, and a wisdom far beyond his years. And we can see the early signs of the adult Jesus' skillful debating skills, which are clearly depicted in the gospel stories. In this present episode, Mary and Joseph are at first simply astonished to find Jesus in the temple with all these great scholars. But then their natural reaction as parents kicks in, and Mary reproaches Jesus. "Child, why have you treated us like this? Look, your father and I have been searching for you in great anxiety." Mary, in addition to being anxious, is hurt and perhaps cross. "Why have you done this to us?" But Jesus doesn't apologize or respond in a defensive way. He simply calmly emphasizes there is something natural about what he is doing. "Didn't you know that I must be in my Father's house?" My Father's house, of course, is the temple. Jesus is telling them that this is where he belongs. He may be their son, but he is also the son of the Father. And it's interesting that these are the very first words of Jesus in Luke's gospel. "I must be in my Father's house." To call God my Father was not a usual Jewish expression, and this conveys the sense of intimacy that Jesus had with God. God is his Father, and this is where he belongs. "I must be in my Father's house." Now, Mary and Joseph were surprised and puzzled by Jesus' words. Certainly, they did not understand what he said to them. They have to learn over time what it means for Jesus to call God my Father. To them, Jesus is also their child who needs nurturing, protecting, and teaching, just like any other child. And Jesus does learn and grow like other children. He does not reject his earthly family. He goes back with Mary and Joseph to Nazareth and is obedient to them. And we're told his mother treasured all these things in her heart. No doubt Mary treasured both her ordinary day-to-day relationship with her son and the things that surprised her and puzzled her about him, including this episode in Jerusalem. So this story reveals to us that Jesus was a human being who had to learn and grow, and that his relationship with his father was at the core of who he was. Luke emphasizes Jesus increased in wisdom and in years, in divine and human favor, which are very similar words to those used of the young Samuel in our first reading. We know that as human beings, we all have to learn through our experiences and our relationships. And this is even true for Jesus. He didn't walk around from a very early young age thinking he had nothing to learn because he was God. He was a real human being as a baby, as a 12-year-old, and as an adult. The writer to the Hebrews states, although he was a son, he learnt obedience through what he suffered. Jesus had to learn just as we do. He belonged to a human family. He ate and drank, he laughed and cried, he made friends, just as we do. At the same time, he clearly had an intimate relationship with God the Father, even from a young age. While continuing to show respect and to obey his earthly parents, Mary and Joseph, Jesus has a growing sense of where his identity and purpose lie. "I must be in my Father's house." He is learning that the core of his identity lies in his relationship with his father, and that this defines him. I wonder how we think of Jesus. We are reminded in this story that Jesus is a human being who, in his learning and growing, can identify with us in our growth and learning. Jesus is one of us. On the other hand, Jesus will always surprise us as he surprised Mary and Joseph, and later surprised both his disciples and his opponents. As one New Testament scholar puts it, every time we relax and think we have understood Jesus, he will be up ahead or perhaps staying behind while we go on without thinking. Discipleship always involves the unexpected. Let us today be encouraged that Jesus grew up just as we do. He too had to learn from experiences, and he can fully identify with us. But at the same time as sharing our experience as human beings, Jesus wants to share with us his experience of intimacy with God, the Father. We too can call God my Father and our Father. As we follow Jesus, let us be open to learning and growing, not only learning from human experiences, as hopefully all people do, but also learning and growing as Jesus' disciples. This involves not taking Jesus for granted or trying to fit him into our own understanding, but always being open to being surprised by him. The Jesus we read about in the Gospels does not always say and do what we might expect him to. Just as he surprised Mary and Joseph in our story today, he may continually surprise us, encourage us, and challenge us as we seek to follow him. He will lead us through the joys and struggles of our daily lives, and he will also bring us in the end to the Father's house. Amen.